Hey there, Trace again. You know, you can totally tell that I recorded all of these at the same time because I'm just going to sound croaky and terrible for 3 weeks. That's the magic of radio. It's Thanksgiving break part two, and what a better way to celebrate Thanksgiving week itself than going back to episode 138, Turkey Candy Corn, where Amy and I dig into a bag of Brock's candy corn flavored with green beans, roasted turkey, cranberry sauce, glazed carrot, sweet potato pie, and stuffing. I have to tell you, that turkey, it's an experience. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh my God, it's quiet.
I feel like we should jump on.
I know we should do something. Welcome to Brain Junk outside, socially distanced with lawnmowers.
Woo! Lots of lawnmowers. And we have a very special treat for you today. Can you hear it?
Oh, I can.
Oh, yeah, you're seeing that on your mic, aren't you? You guys, we're in Trace's backyard, and it is amazing. I have two plants in my whole backyard. What you're hearing in my hand is a bag of Brack's candy corn, which is the standard brand that we see most times. But this is special candy corn. It is turkey dinner candy corn.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited. So contained in this bag, which was sold exclusively at Walgreens, and I got there were two bags left and I bought one. I wasn't greedy. I only bought the one. So what we're going to be experiencing
today. Guess what's coming?
Guess what? The lawnmower just started back up. So this is... and it's even closer. I'm going to speak very loud, but it's going to be worth listening to this, folks. Do we want to pause?
Maybe she's going to go to the front. Oh, no. She's doing the backyard.
Yeah. All right. So that was a good start. We pause or do we go on?
Let's just pause for a minute. Okay.
She's going to do the back fence. I can unbag and start divvying.
Oh, there we go. That sounds good. Wow. It is a smell sensation. Really weird candy corn.
I lifted it up to show you guys.
It smells. Oh my God. I can't.
Think
okay,
can
I can't talk
recording.
About it. I can't talk.
Stop
I can't
talking.
Talk. Okay, so we're gonna take another shot.
We've had a brief lawnmower intermission where we unbagged our product, and I feel like it's very not tech of us. We didn't have an unbagging video
didn't.
And here comes Joan with her lawnmower again.
Oh no, Joan. Oh, no, but she's doing the front yard.
She's doing the front. So here's what we have in front of us. Trace and I have green beans, roasted turkey, cranberry sauce, ginger glazed carrot, sweet potato pie, and stuffing.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yes. So we'll post pictures of this. Our color scheme is a lot of browns and oranges and whites, but we do have two wonderful distinct. We've got a bright red cranberry and a green bean. Those are the only ones we're certain of. And so I feel like we should save those for last. If we could figure out pie, I think pie is like light orange and darker orange. That's my bet.
You don't think there's no Jelly Belly thing on the back that tells you?
Nope. There's no code, folks. It's an adventure.
Oh my gosh.
There's a freshness guarantee though. That's nice. So.
Okay. Well, What are we trying?
Well, when we were on our break, we were sitting there and starting to smell things and we resisted. Should we start smelling things? I'm going to smell the brown top, yellow bottom to see if that one
brown top, yellow bottom. Okay.
I feel like this is probably gravy or turkey.
You know, they just smell like candles.
They do. It's so weird, you guys, because they are sweet. The guy at Walgreens had tried them. A coworker bought a bag and they all opened it up and they're like, it's weird. It does taste like the thing he said, but it's also sweet.
It smells like Yankee Candle.
Yeah. Okay, what's your vote for first? What do you think?
I think we should do the yellow brown one.
Okay. We're going for it. Here it goes.
Oh, no.
Stopping you guys. This is stopping.
It's gravy.
You immediately know. Oh, it's like somebody stirred in a bouillon cube. I thought I would like these more than I am.
Oh, that was an experience.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get you any water. Oh,
I have a tea in my car. Should I go?
Oh, yeah. We're going to need a palate cleanser.
I do, yes. Normally I'd be like, oh, no, this is a shorty, but this needs a...
Oh, no.
It is like an episode of Chopped where they're trying to make candy corn work in a savory dish, and they're like, this pork chops is going to be great.
Oh, and you know what's awful about that is I was smelling it, and it just kind of smelled sweet and fruity.
Yes.
Not fruity, but like sweet and candy corny. And then you chew, and you're right. It got beefy just all of a sudden, although it's probably turkey-y.
Uh-huh. I'm getting turkey-y. Ugh. It's like they dumped a bunch of turkey seasoning.
No, I don't like that one.
No. Stuffing is a thumbs down, team. We're not enjoying the sweet version of that.
No, not at all. Let's get you some water.
I'm on board with that suggestion. Thank you. Okay. Names.
I hit record. I got Amy some water.
Okay.
Now I'm kind of dreading green bean deep in my soul.
I feel like I'm going to be, I don't know. I should have made us a paper where we guess initially as we go, because we were just saying this might not, my first impression was dressing, but you could talk me into turkey or gravy on that too, depending on where they want to go. Okay. You vote for next.
So I feel like staying with that savory thing, the white bottom, yeah, brown top, because, you know, like we had brown on that other one.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, and I also felt like, okay, so that first one we had was yellow on the bottom and brown on the top.
Yes.
And did you feel like the yellow and the brown had two distinct flavors? Because my brain was saying like the yellow was some butter or something, and I can't tell if it's all in my head or not.
I've bitten a yellow.
Oh, you're taking one for the team.
The yellow bottom is not quite as strongly flavored as the
brown top. Amy's being visited by my dog. You do not want one of these.
I was just going to say, brain junk dog would probably really love these.
She's like, you don't know. You don't know me. All right.
I do feel like the brown is a little stronger,
yeah,
flavor. Now I have to cleanse my palate.
That again was something. Ugh. All the feelings. You know, there's a reason why this is considered novelty.
Yes. I didn't eat lunch because I knew I would want to be hungry for this, so that it was like, I'm pretty full. I don't think I can do it again.
Okay. So white bottom, brown top.
Here we go.
Oh, no. Why? No, I feel like this is stuffing.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
It's got kind of a toasty flavor.
It's kind of a toasty, bready kind of background thing that's going on. Also not a fan.
This is less bad, though.
Yes.
If
no,
we
definitely
rank them,
definitely that is less bad.
That was white. White bottom, orange
brown top.
I'm going to rank mine now. I'm getting new ones out to rank my favorite versus least favorite. I would, if that was in a mix, I wouldn't aggressively dodge it. If we like threw a bag of this into a regular bag of candy corn, I would be aggressively policing for yellow bottom, brown top.
Oh, yeah. No way. Okay. You get to choose where we go next.
Well, I think orange and orange is pie. So I'm going to go with orange and white. Orange bottom, white top.
Okay.
And I'm going to predict turkey.
I'm resisting the urge because my favorite thing to do with candy corn when I still ate it was like you bite a little bit off the bottom and then jam it on your teeth so you look like a vampire. But
I would just eat them in layers. We can do that later.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying it. Glazed ginger carrots.
Oh. Mm.
Okay.
Super gingery.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I don't hate that.
No. That was white top, orange bottom?
Yes, that was white top, orange bottom. And I would...
There used to be a jelly bean that tasted like this in the old school before Jelly Bellies mix.
Like
and it
clove?
Was a gingery. Yes. Mm. Yes. The white one.
That was good.
I kind of enjoy that. So we have to remember which one because we'll actually eat
that
those.
That was...
White bottom, or white top, red bottom, right? Or orange bottom.
Yeah.
La, la, la.
Like a carrot. It's got an orange bottom. I have a lot of those in mine.
I think I've got a decent amount, but there's also a lot of the...
Now that we're looking, it seems like that's a larger proportion. I imagine that the people who made these were like, you know what? We got to...
Let's throw the funny ones in.
Oh, no. But... Here she comes again. Why? Your grass can be long. No one cares.
No. If you've listened to our lawn episode,
you know.
You'll know that Joan here is shackled to her beautiful green lawn, and it's not actually bringing her closer to nature. We're sorry to report.
Wow. Hopefully she's not a listener.
Well, we're all shackled, too. We've all both got. You have probably a similar amount of acreage as far as green lawn as I do, but you have so much more backyard and green stuff than I do.
Yeah.
You're
well,
so much more likely to be fighting deer off.
That's because Chaz has a problem. Chaz will grow plants and he says, now the viability of this seed is only about 25%, which means he will get 100%. All of them will grow. And then the second thing he likes to say is,
this is a wizard.
It's going to be only a few feet tall. And if you look around my yard,
there's some 10-foot plants here, folks, and they're not trees.
So, like, if you're sitting down, there are portions of the yard where no one can see you. It's
this
a problem.
This is definitely, like, where you might see a Rosemary and Thyme murder mystery. You could stumble upon about 8 bodies
and
very
be surprised.
Easily. Yeah, and be very surprised. 10 or 12 if you get your shovel out.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, Joan's gone. What color do you want next?
I think since the carrot went so well, I want to go to Green Bean Town.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Green is a nice solid green, mostly.
It
a
is.
A little
like,
lighter on top.
Yeah, there. A little lighter, a little darker, a little ombre.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
This is very weird.
Okay. It doesn't taste like Oh, well, maybe.
Green bean's kind of in the back when it comes forward.
The last time I had a canned green bean, I'm trying to think of that. Like my, I'm thinking back to my childhood where all the vegetables were canned because why eat them fresh? Right. Sorry, Mom. Huh. That was just not a great.
It's sort of the candy of disappointment. It's like if they try to make candy too healthy. I look at those vegan, paleo, all that. Not that those are bad things. I look at some of those healthier candies where they're trying to make them not so bad for you. And there's a lot of vegetables on the front. And this had sort of a vegetable smoothie vibe.
Uh-oh. Chaz is wrangling the chickens. They have gone where they are not supposed to go.
Chicken Watch 2020. Let's have Chaz come over and sit in my chair and try one of those yellow bottom ones.
Oh, where is he? I have
yeah.
one. Here. Here.
Dr. Kerr, we need your professional assistance when you're done chicken wrangling.
And then I have a lovely candy corn for you to try. Lies. Lies. Lies.
I ate a broken ginger bottom and it was still good.
They're so tasty. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, you've herded them all together.
Oh, let's see. What do we just eat? Green bean. Green bean is for sure in front of the yellow and brown.
Green bean is terrible.
Green bean was weird. Listen to those sassy chickens.
Yeah, they're like, no.
What did we think number two was? White bottom, brown okay. top? Was that maybe stuffing or turkey? I think it depends on your family's flavor profile for Thanksgiving.
Okay, honestly, I think the yellow bottom, brown top, I think that is turkey. And that was terrible. I did not enjoy that at all. The stuffing,
yeah.
The green bean, no way. But not, it wasn't like a bad flavor. It was just
kind of makes you turn the corner of your lips down and be like,
Yeah, not my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we doing? Are we doing the cranberry or what might be dessert?
I say let's do pie next. But well, I'm pretty sure this is pie.
Okay.
So I say let's do cranberry and then finish with pie.
Oh, okay. As one would.
Yeah.
No, I really do like me some cranberry, so this better not disappoint.
It could be zingier.
It tastes like a Starburst.
Which was exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, nondescript red Starburst.
Like a Starburst, maybe you... okay, this is terrible, but like... Maybe you popped that cherry Starburst in your mouth, you chewed it for a second, and then your mom was like, you need to come down and do your chores. And you weren't supposed to be eating a Starburst, so you just tossed it on the wrapper to come back and get later.
Yes. That's a, yep.
Not that I, oh, Chaz, come here.
This has a very pleasant candy-ish flavor, though.
Okay,
hello to Chaz. Is here.
Hello.
Okay, he is going to try this lovely flavor.
We have a debate that you can be our tiebreaker, because what's your first impression? Do you know what we're up to, by the way? Do you know what we're tasting?
I have no idea.
So what you have just tasted was from the Brax line of candy corn that is turkey dinner flavored.
I'm getting a hint of garlic that I find a little discordant.
Yes, discordant. Thank you, Dr. Chaz, for bringing up the vocab. So your choices were roasted turkey, sweet potato. He's walking away. He can't even. He's headed for water. We'll never know of what tiebreaker that was.
He said, blah. Which means no.
Yeah. I'm placing this in my lineup after the ginger carrot and before the nondescript brown one.
Oh, the cranberry? I would agree with that.
I liked it. Yeah. Still, ginger carrot is...
Yeah.
Ginger carrots, like, they get eclectic with...
It's super zesty. I want to go back and eat another one, but I'm saving myself.
We definitely... You can't just grab and not be paying attention in this mix.
What if you threw down a handful of turkey stuffing and green bean...
Oh, we have to try some combos next.
Oh, God. I'm getting my Thanksgiving forkful.
Okay, we're doing that next.
Okay.
This is going to become like dare time. I dare you to eat three yellow and brown ones with a green.
No.
Okay, but this is the one I have the highest hopes for. I'm pretty sure this is sweet potato pie.
Still smells like a candle.
Yep. It's all sweet. That part's...
Super heavy orange note, but like...
Yeah.
But like, it's mostly orange.
Mm-hmm. I'm not getting sweet potato.
And a little bit of like dirt. Doesn't it has like a dirt, like you've been working in the garden? And...
Yeah. Why don't we put oranges and mushrooms together? That would be terrific. No, it would not.
I'm eating the carrot.
Yeah, palate cleanser.
If I'm really honest, it's the only one I really like.
Yeah. Okay, I dare you to eat.
Oh, no.
Yellow bottom and a green bean.
Oh, God. Okay, wait a minute. Let me get a real...
Yeah, two beauties.
Why?
Ready?
Oh. You know what? I hate it more every time I taste it. I really know.
Usually I have a high gross factor a high threshold for things like this. Like, just get it done. It's hard for this one.
Well, because I'm trying not to get it done, right? Like, I could do chew-chew swallow, because, I mean, it's candy corn, right? But I'm trying to savor the flavor and
to experience it fully.
And honestly, I think it made the green bean worse, because it's just got that weird...
It did.
That weird green bean, not green bean. And then that bouillon flavor is so hard to get around.
I'm a big fan of bouillon when it comes to noodly things.
Ugh.
But or gravies. Give me a can of Hunt's gravy. Completely fine with that. But
oh, no.
Please do not mix in candy corn.
No. Oh, so I got some interesting candy corn facts while I'm sitting here suffering through that horrible flavor. Apparently, Ferrero Rocher owns, they bought Brock's, right? And so now
that's the high end of them. Is candy corn getting classier? Because this...
So funny you should ask that. Ferrera is using more than its brand's power for candy corn sales. So they're doing all sorts of different stuff. But they were talking about here, there's this line from Candy and Snack Today.
That's a thing. I'm going to subscribe right now.
I know, right? Just run right out there. The company is also working to extend the season for candy corn with unique shapes and flavors, such as unicorns, mermaids, and footballs.
Yes, please.
But here's the thing. As an English major, I think someone needs to work on their sentence structure, because what is football flavor?
Yeah.
So it's like just unique shapes, because I don't want to eat unicorn flavor. I don't know what that is, but it probably tastes like that bouillon cube.
Yeah. I would be cool with football being like a caramel. I think that's an appropriate color.
Ah.
Like your mind would be at peace with that matchup.
Yeah.
But when they get crazy, like what is green and what is yellow when you're eating candies from a bag? Is green apple? Is it lime?
It should be lime by law.
I feel like that's true. I bought a case of fizzy waters that turned out to be apple and not lime, and that was alarming. Apple is a great fizzy water flavor when you're expecting to drink an apple water. Trace and I are both eating the
I got a palate cleanse. Yeah. So much palate cleansing. Mm-hmm. They also said here that they've started making Brock's mini candy corn and chocolate peanuts, because apparently...
Mini candy corns?
Well, but apparently eating peanuts with candy corn is like the most common thing that people do.
I feel like that would maybe be tasty. Because you see recipes where people mix peanut butter and candy corn to make a fake Butterfinger.
What?
Yeah, I've tried it. It was not bad.
But see, I have long, long-lasting candy corn PTSD because...
Do you?
Yeah. When my best friend and I were like, I don't know, 10 or 11. And we were talking about this the other day because we were trying to figure out like whose house we were at. She was like, it had to be your house because there's no way my mom would have let us get a pound of candy corn. She's probably right. And... We were eating candy corn and then like eating it with our feet and eating it with our hands and doing tricks with it and sticking it together. Well, our feet were clean, you know, but we're also like 10, right? Uh-huh. But I think we ate that whole bag of candy corn. And ever since, I can't really eat candy corn. I mean, like, I think this is the most I've had.
Really? You know, I'll buy a bag of the mini pumpkin mix and eat a few. But
okay. And I know that the pumpkins are exactly the same, but why do the pumpkins taste better?
It's a lot all at once, though. I found myself digging for the little, the harvest blend. I started digging for the ones with the chocolatey bottom. Because I normally would enjoy them, but I think it's how much sugar I've been eating. She's really trying hard to wash away that that stuffing taste, you guys. The only way to fix this is to go like eat some ramen or something now to make that, to get the sweet out, I think is what we have to do. I don't know.
Yeah, that was, let's see. Oh,
savory and sweet cannot always go together, you guys.
And I love how the people are like, and candy corn is fat free. It's sugar. Your body's going to turn into fat. Calm down. Where was the amount that people were eating?
For me, it's a fair amount in the holiday season. I like them.
The National Confectioners Association estimate that they sell, do you have any guess, how many kernels every year? Kernels.
It's got to be millions. I don't know, because there's probably a few hundred in this bag.
9 billion.
9 billion. My goodness. Oh, I just had a bit of a bouillon burp.
I know I did too. It's not good.
It's going to be 12 hours before we're free of this.
It's not good. I mean, I had some breakfast and I thought maybe that would hold it down. And
yeah.
Well, gosh, that was...
If you're lucky enough, hit the Walgreens. I suspect they're gone by now.
Probably.
Because I'm sure that was just a one-off, because I'm sure the Brax people are like, this is so gross. It's awesome. Put it in bags now.
Honestly, this one, the carrot, is the only one worth eating.
It's
Don't eat the
best,
other ones.
You guys.
It's so good.
It's like if they were producing some gourmet fancy candy. So the cranberry could read as pomegranate for me. I'd be okay.
Oh, yeah. It would totally read for me like that.
Yeah.
I would have been curious to try like a mashed potato.
Yeah.
that could have been good. And like the stuffing was, well, I mean, because honestly, they're trying to make these to make them odd, right? But like, yeah. Why not like a dinner roll?
Yes, because that would be buttery and...
And pumpkin pie would have been easier, I think, than the... Because honestly, I did not get...
Yeah,
it tastes like a candle. I mean, you could have nailed a pumpkin spice flavored, but then I guess that would have been...
And then just add a hint of Grammy-ness or...
Oh, I thought you said granniness.
Granniness,
yeah. Just put a little old lady in
perfume.
There.
Or a marshmallowy, because like the sweet potatoes with marshmallows, that's not just a regional thing, is it? That's all over.
You know, that
to
depends.
To a certain degree?
Yeah, it depends. Like, I've been places where it was like four marshmallows on the top, and then I've been to places where they were like...
It should be a sheet of marshmallows.
It was a lake of marshmallows.
Yeah. You should just pile those baby ones on. Mm-mm. They could have totally done green bean casserole with the French onions.
Oh.
Now the onion would be okay with a little sweet, I think.
I don't know. I don't. I have more questions than answers now that we have done this.
We're better people for it. So if listeners, if you find weird stuff we should try, tell us what store you found it at, what it is, because I'm always game for this.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Great.
Absolutely. Especially if there's some more weird holiday stuff, we're definitely going to have to do that. You can ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And we're on Facebook, and that's a great place to message us. If you find something cool, message us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We're also on Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Amy and I will catch you next time when we get this horrible flavor out of our mouth. And we will share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.
A little grossed out, though.